Hey everybody, welcome to Disney News Weekly. Today we're talking about Jungle Cruise, we're talking about Peter Pan, and we're talking about Lady and the Tramp. Say a catchphrase.
Bazinga.
All right.
It's a Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Got a bazinga.
I stole that one.
You defaulted.
My bad. I can't believe you did that to her.
I
told you I was going to do it.
Rude.
I gave you,
you at least
3 minutes of warning. What's up, everybody? Thanks for hanging out with us. We obviously have a packed house tonight. So, I know we don't normally do introductions at the beginning of the show, but, I mean, we got new meat on the market tonight. So tell us who you are.
Me?
Yeah.
I am Erica.
They already know. People are already in the chat.
Hi. Erica.
I guess you don't need an introduction.
I'm just a big Disney nerd, so I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming.
My name's Sarah. Nice to meet you all.
Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts anyway, yes.
I'm Jessica, and I'm super excited to be here.
The whole Disney fam all together. Yeah.
Yay,
I'm excited you guys came on. I know we've been sort of playing around with the idea for a really long time to have you guys on. And yeah, because, you know, we were going to do it, you know, and today's the day. And
yep. It was supposed to be ladies' night.
It was supposed to be Leo crashed the party. I'm just
he
one
had
of the girls.
FOMO.
But I'm not like other girls because I'm a boy. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We really appreciate it. You guys are always here supporting, and we always love that. Quick shout outs: Natasha Reddy, always in here, Super Iron Halo, always loyal, Andrew Seiler, Lindsay Perry, we've got Senor Nerd. Go read some off.
You got
some people.
Shout out to my husband, Vin.
Oh, woo! The supportive boo up in the chat. Thank you for being there. Always love you. And Diz Insider.
That's Disney Film Facts rebranded.
Ooh.
Follow along if you haven't already. The Diz Insider.
Diz Insider, always giving the inside Dizzy scoop. And yes, of course, lip gloss and crayons.
Woo!
I've never read that one.
Yeah,
that's
my friend Carly. No,
yeah,
nice.
We know her. We met her at Pixar.
All right.
Yeah.
You count. Way to go.
She was on my team. She wasn't on your team.
That's probably why
why I've blocked you from my mind. If you guys go watch those videos on our YouTube channels, you'll see that I won. So we've got a lot of news, a lot of interesting news this week, a lot of finally released tidbits news kind of news. So I just want to get into it because the first one is like, I'm surprised this is at the top of the list. This one's juicy. This is the big one that happened this week. Jungle Cruise finally got an announcement video. We went from 0 to 60.
Well, yeah. It was announced. This was like we're in production.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like we've read about it a million times, but this is finally video proof that they're making the Jungle Cruise.
It's actually happening.
It's not a myth.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What is it? It's Emily Blunt and The Rock in costume in the jungle interacting. And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will. I'll look at this camera. It just took him so long to type. He's like, Leo, look at this camera. I'm like, okay. Sorry, I want to look at the wide camera because I'm just assuming that this is much better to look at than just... I mean, no, this is...
People want to look at the brows.
This app is
great. People want to look at the
brows. But you know what I want to look at is this Jungle Cruise video. So let's watch this and share our thoughts.
Jungle Cruise. I'm so excited to welcome
Disney's girl.
This incredible movie.
I know,
as you
right?
can see, we have a beautiful
I would like to point out that she's
us.
Disney bounding is Grant, Alan Grant from
you
Jurassic
have the beautiful
Park.
Bath, and then you have the beautiful co-star.
So this is obviously improv.
I don't think it is.
Telling me, hey,
I think
let's
it is.
Be like Humphrey Bogart.
Watch,
I would agree with that.
And Kathleen Hepburn.
See, he said the wrong. He says
yeah,
the
but
Kathleen or is it Kathryn?
See,
it's well, yes.
Like, do your research. You know
okay.
what I mean?
It's like, no, Michael Douglas,
like
100%.
Kathleen Turner,
100%.
I think it was planned, but
Fred
not 100%.
Fred Ginger Rogers.
They would never like the bit of both.
So.
It's a love story.
See, like
it
that.
Is a love story. Yes.
That's all
Welcome
real.
But there's significance in the names that they listed.
It's going to be
yeah.
great.
The adventure.
Well, yeah, maybe they had
of
it on.
Lifetime.
You know what I mean? Like they're just still playing
yeah.
around.
And then the end
Sorry.
Bit
Wait, come
is
back.
Definitely planned.
Come on back.
Look
there
at that
you
sign
go.
Behind them.
Yeah.
Are they just in a park?
We're just kidding. Welcome to the adventure.
They definitely have chemistry.
Yeah.
Which is great.
No,
I like it.
No, I didn't.
The butt pinching.
That was real. That was real.
No, that was planned.
No, because her reaction, her laugh was
That might have been improv.
Look, I want to believe in my mind that these actors have real chemistry, that
they
were able to improv on the fly like that, and it seemed genuine, and it seemed fun. What do you think?
The chemistry's legit.
It's legit,
I'm
right?
excited, yeah.
Like I said, I think that they were like, we want you to have these talking points, but you can kind of make up how you say them.
So say this name, and Rock said it wrong.
For sure.
And it's oversized overalls.
It looks fun. I feel like the video is kind of a sneak peek at what the tone of the movie is going to be.
And you think
Yeah. I mean, we haven't really had a movie based on an attraction thing since, I mean, I know there are the pirate sequels, but like, you know, there's Haunted Mansion and Country Bear, so like, we kind of haven't seen Disney.
We don't talk about those.
We haven't seen the beginning of a ride-based franchise in a long time.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
so
totally.
It feels like they're going to have fun with it, which is cool because Jungle Cruise is all about humor.
It is. And this is one of the movies in the Rock Jungle trilogy. Rampage, Jumanji, and Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, it does seem like The Rock will only do jungle themes.
He was in Skyscraper. He wanted to break it up. He went urban for one movie.
I guess
now he's back.
His contract then.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't do that. What do you think of the way they look? Do you think, I mean, obviously it's like period, right? It's like 1920?
30s,
like that. What do you think of the Rock's look? I saw some criticism on
it. He looks a little silly.
He looks a little silly.
But do you think
he's going to be funny, or do you think he's going to be like, I'm here to save the day, I'm the Rock?
I think he's going to be funny.
I think he's going to be the Rock, like he always,
he's always
is.
Just
but
the Rock.
I mean, he kills it as the Rock. That's the thing he's good at. So I don't know. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be good. The chemistry there in that video got me really hyped. I think there's going to be like a romance
element. It's a love story.
Yeah.
Are they going to be?
That's what, I think that's I what think, they were saying.
Yeah, I think that's what they were saying.
When he hugged her, I thought he was going to like rupture her spleen. Like, he's 17 like, size her size. It's a love story where I had to squeeze her and have to rush her to the hospital. That's what it's all about.
How much
did
the story change from when it was Tim Allen and Tom Hanks?
What do you think that story was about?
I forgot about
that. We are a skipper.
I mean, I feel like that The Rock, I'm guessing, is probably going to be kind of a Jungle Cruise skipper type role. Like how we, I feel like it's going to be in a tribute to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What is Emily Blunt's role then? She's just like an adventurer.
She's
the serious one.
Yeah.
She's the one who's like, I need to get where I'm going.
Emily
and The Rock's
Blunt's
like, well, I'll just take you through the waterfall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diz Insider also, just like as an added thing to the story, confirmed that Trader Sam is in the movie.
Of course. He's got to be in the movie. He's literally the only character with a name.
True.
In the ride.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to be in
what
the movie.
What about Dr. Albert Falls? Do you think he's going to be
He's
in
not
it?
A character. That's just the Falls.
Schweitzer Falls.
Yeah. Schweitzer Falls.
I think I would not be surprised if Dr. Albert Falls was in the movie.
Oh, you think the doctor himself will be
in
the movie?
Yeah, and like we'll name the falls.
I think they'll get to the falls and he'll reference the name.
That's, it'll be
okay.
So funny.
We'll see.
If it's just like a weird little side character and then like they have like a weird moment over the waterfalls and he's like,
looks
I'm going to name these.
Was right, sir.
And they're going to be like, oh, like... Like, oh, you're going to name it this? He's going to, like, I'm going to name it Schweitzer Falls.
And
it's like,
gonna
your
fall,
name isn't Schweitzer. Yeah. Like,
they're going to fall over them, over the waterfall. They're going to fall over it, and then they're going to, like, hit a tree branch and then, like, tumble into a cave.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, oh, I guess this is the backside of water. There's going to be,
like, yeah, there's going
to
be,
gonna
like,
be a joke
yeah.
There
like
needs
that,
to be
sure.
a backside of water reference.
For
absolutely.
Sure. There's got
to
be hippos. There's got to be a rhino poking a dude in the butt as they try to get away.
Yeah, there's going
to
be
that's
sure.
going to be in the movie. There's going to definitely be a gorilla with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
An overturned Jeep. Their Jeep is going to get overturned by a gorilla.
The, the like pole with
the
rhino.
The rhino.
Yeah.
Oh, the lion, the zebra.
With the zebra.
Yeah.
There better be a ton of cheesy puns, too.
Dude,
hippos blowing bubbles.
Yeah, see, this is what I think. I think it's going to be scenes like The Rock, like, fighting animals and be like, it's okay, I'm just fighting this hippo. Like, he's going to be like the dumb, funny, strong guy who can, you know, he's just so strong he doesn't realize that he shouldn't be wrestling a hippopotamus.
That thing he does.
I feel like it was said a while ago that they were going to be filming parts of it in the ride, but I know that I heard that forever ago. I didn't know what the movie,
the
how it currently is, if
the
that's...
Docks.
Was that back when? Was that back when The Rock was, like, on the cruise? Like on the boat?
It was like a long time ago. Yeah. I heard it. I think even before it was like announced that The Rock was part of it. So I was just curious if we thought maybe they would still film some of it in the ride.
I think you're just in denial.
See, that's what I need in the movie. Yeah.
Here's my question. I want the audience to guess now. Tweet at us, actually. That way we have it permanently saved. What do you think the name of the boat is going to be? Do you think they're going to choose one of the boats from the ride to name
their
boat?
Are all named after the African Queen movie.
Right, but which one are they going to be in the movie?
Mm. Was it one? Was it Bertha May? Is that one?
Bertha May.
That's not it.
Sarah's guess is Bertha May. Sarah's looking it up right now.
She's going to do some Googling.
Google it. What do you think?
No, everyone's like, we don't know the names of the boats.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know the names. Yeah, I don't know. I shamefully do not know the names
of
the boats.
I like speculating on movies. I like coming up with full scenes and just seeing if they end up. Wait, I was right about one, wasn't I?
What are you talking about?
Remember I was talking about, it was about The Lion King. I'll never let you forget that one. That I said that they're going to make a live-action Lion King. And you were like, no, Leo. And they did. And then I was joking about...
They're making a live-action Lion King.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Kind of. Live-action CGI.
Yeah. That's where I'm correct.
They're also making live-action everything.
Misty's asking, Leo, wait, weren't you a skipper? I was, but only for like a month.
Did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I only did it... a friend of mine was applying for a job at Disneyland. Yeah. She was applying to be like a character. And she got attractions. And I went in with her to fill out all the paperwork. And I just started talking to one of the recruiters and joking around because I didn't want a job. Mm-hmm. And she just thought I was funny. And she was like, hey, do you want a job here? And I was like, nah, the only job I would want is a skipper. She's like, I can make that happen.
Really?
And I just was ushered into another room where I met another recruiter. They put me in an interview with somebody. And then another person who was also interviewing for a job in custodial. It was just like this quiet little Mexican lady. Oh. And then me like, yeah! And on the spot, they gave me the skipper job, which like never happens.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then I went straight in. I did training. I did like one boat ride and then I quit.
How have I not heard this story before?
So you didn't love it? Because
it's like, because I don't like to brag because I wasn't really a skipper. I just did it one time.
Still really cool.
He just did training.
Yeah, I just did training. Just enough to like see it. But I had a job. I had like a full-time job and I couldn't quit.
Okay. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I quit on Halloween of that year. I don't remember what year it was. I think it was like 9 years ago.
The more you know.
The more you know. The movie's actually about me. I quit. I was actually training for the role. I really wanted to get to know.
Yeah, you're a method actor.
That's true. Let's see. Oh, Roger's base in the chat. What's up, my boy, Buffalo boy?
Star Wars news.
Yeah, we do have some Star Wars news. Speaking of live action movies, bless that video going around right now that's ripping Beauty and the Beast. Oh.
We literally watched it today.
We watched it today. We're not going
to
talk about it.
I haven't seen this. I haven't either.
But Roger always coming in relevant news. Thanks, Raj. Oh, Mastodon. Boy. Okay. Next, should we just move on? No more Joker Cruise?
Yeah.
Did you get the name of the boats?
Kissimmee Kate, Nile Nelly, Congo Connie.
Which one is it? Which one's going to be?
Kiss Me, Kate. I don't know.
I'm thinking of Nile Nelly.
Nile Nelly.
I like Nile Nelly.
Bertha May.
I'm going to go with
House. Oh, my God. Weirdo.
What
if they just call it the African Queen?
Yeah,
like, they might.
Basing something from the based off of the based off of the based That's, off of
Honestly,
the...
that would make a lot of sense.
That would.
Let's see what else we got here. Next up, okay, right in time for Roger. Star Wars Episode 9 will feature Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill. Surprise?
I know you're excited.
Oh,
she loves Mark Hamill.
I know this was like a big deal. Like everybody was talking about it, but it's not a surprise.
Mm-hmm. I think the Carrie Fisher stuff is a surprise.
She didn't die in the last movie.
Right,
know,
but we didn't know
if there was footage that she
I mean,
there,
of course,
like enough
all
footage
all
to...
I'm happy to know she's not getting. Like,
I figured she would be in it,
death.
But it was nice to have an official announcement.
I get it.
So we weren't like.
But
in
my mind, there was no other way. Like they purposely didn't kill her, which led me to believe, they filmed enough to make her to let her die.
But
in the
what's
next
interesting
movie.
Is
they pulled the whole switcheroo with the space.
I kind of thought that too. It was just nice to have some confirmation.
What's
and
interesting
very nice to
specifically is that they're using footage from Force Awakens that wasn't used. Not even from Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
It's like excess footage from the first
one. From the first one. Okay.
I'm curious to know, and maybe you guys have some input on this, why didn't we let her die in
that
because
part?
Ryan Johnson was trying to subvert expectations, but he didn't actually do it with a story. He just did it for shock value.
Because it was such an emotional moment. Like, I was like, I knew it was coming,
it was
and I was
shot.
Like, really? I felt like, I was like, oh, this is it. And then I see it happening. I'm like, how poetic, it's gonna end.
That's me too.
And
me
then
too.
She force pushes her way back, and I'm like...
Lame.
Okay.
Something I always wonder about, because I did hear...
No, I'm with you on that, for
because,
sure.
You know, like, in Force Awakens, Han Solo had such a prominent part, and then The Last Jedi, Luke did, and then I had heard that Leia was supposed to have a really prominent part in Episode 9, and so I know we won't know how it originally was supposed to be intended,
right.
But maybe it just would have been too... Maybe they would have had to have changed the story too much had she... died in.
Well, the thing is, there was a script upsetting. Written, mm-hmm. and Ryan Johnson went, cool, J.J. Abrams, who literally resurrected the Star Wars franchise.
Is that true? Because I thought there was that whole thing where J.J. Abrams was like, I read Ryan Johnson's thing, and I wish I were directing this movie, because it's so good.
I mean, I think he said that before everyone knew that Rian Johnson was on board. Like,
no, he said it like literally about Rian Johnson.
Maybe he was just trying to build that hype for a movie. I mean, who knows? Either way, I don't like it.
Google it.
But I mean, I thought it was a cheap shot because I was like, you all know, that all of us are waiting for Princess Leia to die. That is a given. That has to happen. So you kill her to play with our emotions, and then you bring her back to be like,
we're both
just
correct.
Okay.
Wow. First link. Rian Johnson threw out J.J. Abrams' entire Last Jedi script. Next, J.J. Abrams loves Rian Johnson's Episode 8 script.
The first two Google results. Yeah.
It's kind of a mess, and unfortunately, I think that it's all of the negative sort of community discussion around Star Wars and Star Wars fans in particular that are like the bad fans that are causing this drama, I think is a result of all of this. Like, why wasn't it just kept under control instead of being like, play with it? It's like, no, Star Wars is a delicate franchise. There's actually not a ton you can do with Star Wars before it stops being Star Wars. That was everybody's problems with the prequels. If you don't have X-Wings, if you don't have lightsabers, if you don't have Wookiees, it's not Star Wars. Like, you can say it's Star Wars, but if it doesn't look like Star Wars, if it doesn't sound like Star Wars, then simply... they say it's an expanded universe, but in reality, it's a very limited amount of things that you can use. And as soon as you start messing with everybody's expectations, you're pissing off literally generations.
And I think they're consistently trying to figure out like what's that family. Star Wars formula. For whatever reason, they're not understanding what it is the fans love about Star Wars. And for me, it's the world. It's not even like I do love those characters, but their stories have been told now.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make more Star Wars stories, maybe don't try to connect them so hard to
so
the stories
hard.
We already know.
Well, then let me ask you this. How do you feel about Rogue One and Solo?
Because
that's what you're asking for.
It is, but not really. I'm saying completely new characters in the same world happening at the same time as the Star Wars are happening, but not necessarily connected to Han or Luke or Leia.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Even when they're connected to the storyline somewhat, people have already shown to be disinterested in it.
True.
They don't perform as well as the main trilogy.
I mean, so I'm personally not as interested.
You're not as interested.
But I know a lot of people
I like
who
them
are.
More.
Yeah, I know, a lot of people who
I
do.
I loved
yeah.
Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One was great.
Yeah.
Rogue One is, to me, better than Seven and eight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Solo was fun. Solo was cool.
I enjoyed watching Solo. It
wasn't
Solo
was like
my,
playing Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite. Didn't need to be made. Maybe not. But I enjoyed watching it. I love Donald Glover.
I have no problem with a movie that's like just like, hey, I liked that. That was fun. Like,
it's just a sci-fi
like
shoot 'em up, which is cool. I'm into it. It doesn't have to be super duper duper story. I mean, but I guess that's what the Star Wars. I mean, even the Clone Wars, even Rebels, all of that stuff.
What do you think about how Carrie Russell is reportedly being cast for Episode 9?
Who is she going to be?
Explain the relevance here.
People think she might be Rey's mom.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Interesting.
She isn't anyone.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. That would actually be really
good casting.
That would be really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could totally picture that. Mm.
Just saying.
All right.
Leo has
I mean,
no feelings.
I have no
Carrie
feelings. That's what makes me a good Force user.
That's literally all we know, right? We don't know character name or
it's
anything.
It's also not even
just
official
that
she's cast.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ray's mom, retcon. Yeah, it's like JJ's going back and trying to save that because he set it up so beautifully, and then for Kylo just be like, you know.
He's lying.
Yeah, you have to make him lying in order for it to be impactful because if he's not lying, it's like, Rian Johnson, what a dick move. Like, we
I
set
called
up this
that he was lying.
The greatest mystery in Star Wars. The only thing we've wanted to know about Star Wars in the last, like, 30 years. Finally something that we're pining after. Something that's keeping our intrigue. Something that's making us yearn for the lore of Star Wars. And Rian Johnson comes in and goes, you're nobody.
It's
not a big deal. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to take a poop on it.
You're just ordinary.
Yeah.
Oh, and that other guy, I'm going to kill him, too. It's all right. It's
all right.
Don't worry about it. But are you guys excited for the Episode 9?
Always.
I mean, I am
see, it
so
doesn't matter.
That's the thing.
Star Wars can literally...
Star Wars. I'm so excited.
But do you think...
I loved 7 and 8.
Do you think that
excited.
Hype will expire eventually? Like,
yeah,
right
dude.
Now, we're like forever like, but it's Star Wars.
But
I'm going to watch
forever.
It.
Not forever. People
but
are already... See, look, this is what? Year six. This will be year 5 of Star Wars, right? Since the reboot?
Yeah.
Okay.
20.
We're already burning out. We had 10 years of Marvel, Infinity War, biggest movie of all time. 5 years of Star Wars, and we're like,
I don't know.
I'm just saying, guys. I'm just saying Marvel has been doing
it
right.
I've never felt that way. I feel like, I don't know.
She's hyped.
I loved it. I loved Episode 8. I'm really excited.
Wait, excuse me. What? I'm sorry.
She liked The Last Jedi.
I liked The Last
Jedi. Leave her
Jedi.
Alone. I liked The Last
I
Jedi.
I loved it, too.
I loved it. It was my,
I didn't give a damn.
It was one of my favorites.
I didn't hate it.
Also, but you know what? Bye. Of the original trilogy, Return of the Jedi is my favorite, so I tend to like Bye, Leo.
I'm just kidding. I like the
I caused the walkout. Also, the Return of the Jedi is my favorite of the original trilogy, so I tend to kind of like
she's
the
a
one.
Weirdo. Return
of the
Jedi?
Already, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait.
I'm a weirdo.
Wait. You have the Ewok effect.
No, I just, I love.
we do. Okay.
I love fine. The movies that have a lot of Luke Skywalker.
Oh, Luke!
He's Luke my favorite. Skywalker. She and likes yeah, like, him in black.
I definitely knew he was coming back as a Force ghost because
she likes him with one hand.
Of course.
I mean,
blue milk, green milk in a box with fox.
Straight out tea.
From a boob in a bottle. Yeah. Wherever.
Too far.
Sorry.
Hey, Luke's the one who did it. That's canon. We can talk about it. He suckled. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we need to move on. Okay,
he was like next. A baby piglet.
You are gonna
right. Did you see that alien face? He looks at the camera at one point. He just goes,
"Oh, don't." I didn't. I'll admit.
There's a Jedi on my boob.
Oh, I didn't enjoy that part, I'll admit. But the rest of it.
Sarah loves
was
it.
Great.
That's her favorite scene in the Star Wars franchise. We have a poster of it in our bathroom.
Right? Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah, you sit down on the toilet and it's just.
No.
Luke.
No, I'm going to find that poster for you. I'm going to sneak in your house and put it in your bathroom.
God, I would literally pay you to do it.
I'll tell my husband to try.
Okay, Leo, next one.
Next.
God. That's not the note that I expected that to end on.
Disney buys pitch for a new movie. Which movie is it, Sarah?
He doesn't know how to say it.
Shoddy, right? Sade.
Yeah. Sade, babe.
Sade?
Sade.
If it's like the singer,
Sade. Yeah, like the singer?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about it.
Oh my god, Leo. So they picked up this pitch about a African princess called Sade.
Dope.
The director is Rick Yikes.
His last name is Yikes?
No.
Yikes.
It's pronounced Yikes.
Rick
Famuyiwa? Famu Yiwa.
Let me see.
I'm not touching
this
it.
Is the director?
It's the director.
Famuyiwa.
No, he's the producer.
Oh, producer.
He's the producer.
Rick Famuyiwa.
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
And he did a movie called Dope that I don't know anything
about.
Dope's dope.
You know that?
Dope's cool.
It was real good.
Cool.
Yeah, the movie was tight.
He directed that, and he's producing Sade. And yeah, people are really excited about this, clearly, because an African princess is... gonna be dope.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like a real African princess.
It's a live action fairy tale. It's like a fairy tale, which is what's also cool about it.
Is it African folklore?
Yeah, I was gonna ask that.
Let's see. It's based on an original idea.
Also, like, where in Africa?
By these two authors.
I don't think it's a classic, like, fairy tale from Africa or something. It seems like
it could be Egyptian in count, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Centers on a young African girl named Sade who, when her kingdom is threatened by a mysterious evil force, accepts her newly discovered magical powers to protect herself and her people. With the help of the kingdom's prince, she embarks on an adventure that will allow her to embrace what makes her special and save the kingdom.
So, pretty standard formula, except that the prince and the princess are on the mission together, which is like Tangled, but Flynn wasn't a prince at the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of cool that
he starts...
Yeah, but he's like, he becomes...
Yeah, no,
someone has to be royal.
But I like, are they, but they're both royalty in this.
No.
She's not. So he's the prince.
Oh,
so
and they probably back, end up
backwards
together.
Backwards Latin.
Yeah.
Back Latin.
Back Latin.
Got it. No, that's dope. I want to know more, though. Like,
yeah. That's all we got. It's just like, this is just like the story deeply that they bought. But we will obviously hear more.
Yeah, like they haven't even said it's in development. Like they just like they literally just bought
yeah.
the story.
They bought the pitch. Mm-hmm. They bought the pitch, which is dope. I mean, it could go anywhere from here. Yeah. But fun fact I learned today that Africa is, if you take all the other continents, you could lay them like a jigsaw puzzle inside the continent of Africa.
Like huge.
Literally every other continent can.
Yeah, no, like the way that maps are drawn are so inaccurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it looks as though like Europe. And Asia, yeah. Like that whole and India would be bigger.
No,
right.
except for the poles, you can fit every continent inside of Africa, even China.
And isn't it funny how we always refer to Africa as just Africa?
It's just Africa.
As if that's a country.
It has like two different countries.
So many different countries and so many different cultures. Literally. Within Africa.
Yeah,
because you got like South Africa is all white people, and then you've got like North Africa, and then you're literally in the Middle East.
Yeah,
so it's like you got to be specific.
Totally different.
I hope that, and maybe Disney Insider will. Chime in that this is going to theaters and not the streaming service.
I would feel like this is theatrical.
A big deal.
I think it would be theatrical.
Level gravity, right? This is like Black Panther move.
And for them to, because like you know, somebody at Disney is like leaked that they bought the pitch and that's how they found out. And I feel like they wouldn't like reveal that so early on if it was for the streaming service. Like, I feel like they're like, oh, this is going to be big. We want to create buzz for it now.
Yeah, they would. They might save. They might save that dynamite for a little closer to the streaming services launch if that were the case. But now it's like, we're going to be developing this. I feel like this is the kind of movie you do when you want to let your audience know that you're going to handle it with care. You know what I mean? Because obviously, right now, especially right now in the geopolitical climate, you have to be careful. And after following like Black Panther and seeing how important that movie was. You don't play. So
I just would only be nervous just because it's a brand new story and they like don't seem to like trust to put anything to theaters that's not like a live action remake right watch, now. Yeah. But I hope it goes to theaters.
Well, there's gonna be plenty of time. They just bought the pitch.
This is gonna come out in like 2021.
Do it right. I think it'll be amazing.
Diz Insider says theatrical run.
Warner Brothers was also in the mix for Sade, apparently.
To
buy the pitch.
Yeah.
That means it's a dope story.
Cool.
If you've got everybody buying for it. And also, like, I mean, just couldn't come at a better time.
Speaking of things that are going to the streaming service.
Peter Pan may be going to Disney's streaming service. A live-action Peter Pan, excuse me. This is not the Jeremy Sumpter one. I'm so sorry, Sarah.
It's fine.
This is not the Hugh Jackman one. I'm so sorry. Erica, are you a Hugh Jackman fan?
A Hugh Jackman fan? Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's not
I like Hugh Jackman. Oh, but no, his Peter Pan I was not a fan of
Too late.
All.
You already committed.
No.
Too late.
Yeah, it's just interesting because, you know, since all the live action stuff they've been doing has been theatrically released, do you feel like that they're going to be releasing the live action Peter Pan on the streaming service since there have been so many theatrically released Peter Pans already from other studios?
I feel like they could do either or.
Yeah.
I mean, you can never really... Peter Pan is one of those movies that will always work in the theater. It's like a timeless classic. It'll always work on stage.
It's just like such a fan favorite that it's kind of weird to me that it isn't going to go in theaters.
I mean, but it is... But maybe
they want like a strong one.
It's a good middle ground. Like, we don't need another theatrical Peter Pan. This is a safe bet. But if we make it for our streaming service, it will be a draw because people love Peter Pan.
Exactly. And it seems like they're doing a lot of cool stuff for the streaming service.
I mean, they have
like,
to. They have to make it viable.
Amazing. Yeah, and they have to have it beat out... Like, there's a million other streaming services, so they have a lot of competition, so it makes sense that they would bring their A-game.
They've always held back a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, you can have the sequels and Pocahontas.
Yeah, like, you can have Goofy Movie, too.
Yeah, but you can't have Goofy Movie 1.
I have watched Pocahontas so many times since...
Because it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, and
Do you
my
watch
daughter
the
was
New World?
Too much to see.
Yeah, that's a good movie. That's a good movie.
No.
Diz Insider is reporting that there's a chance Reese Witherspoon would play Tink in it since she was supposed to be in Tink's whatever movie.
Jason Isaacs, huh?
Yeah, before. I was going to ask about that because...
Jason Isaacs.
I
thought it was...
That was Jeremy Sumpter, Peter Pan.
Yeah.
That was a thing, right? Reese Witherspoon was going to be in a Tink movie. Whatever... Was there ever an official announcement?
I don't want Reese Witherspoon as Tinkerbell.
Sorry.
Really?
I don't want
But
her.
Whatever happened to that Tink movie,
I think she could be a cute Tink.
No, not anymore.
I think she'd be perfect.
Because that was going to be just a Tink movie.
Prime Reese,
at one point.
Maybe. Not anymore.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
I wonder what happened with that. Interesting.
She's a witch now, okay? Who's it? A what?
Oh, a Mrs. What's it?
She was what's it. That's what she is now. She can't. She's a fairy godmother now.
She's super cute. What's it too? I think she'd be a great Tink. Honestly.
I think so too.
We all want her to be Tink.
Yeah. Peter Pan is like a young character, and he has a young friend. It can't be like we.
But Julia Roberts
she's like a mother.
Worked. Yeah. I mean, I know she was younger then, but she still wasn't like.
But she was already.
She wasn't a teenager.
But she was. Yeah, but everybody was old in that movie. It was like okay.
Maybe everyone will be old in this movie.
I hope not. I certainly hope
one
not.
One audition's an old
Here's the thing
it
that makes
ageism,
me nervous.
But it's also like the character. It's like casting Peter Pan, well, I was going to say as an old man, but that's what they did. But the story was about him being an old man. Yeah. He wasn't trying to be young Peter Pan.
I'd be down for it.
Here's what
anyway.
Makes me nervous is the guy who's writing the script, he wrote Pete's Dragon.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and the article seemed really excited about that, and I was like,
no.
Okay.
No, literally the simplest movie of all time.
Yeah.
God,
simple,
that movie.
Who do you like I have a question for you guys. Like, if there was a writer who's, like, written a Disney movie, like, who do you think
Jungle
would be
Book.
Good?
Who?
Whoever wrote Jungle Book.
Oh, who wrote Jungle Book?
Oh, that was
I don't know
perfect.
If Favreau wrote it, but, like, that was, like, the Dope. Perfect live-action recreation.
It was
like,
so good.
The best
good.
One so far.
Perfect. And I'm hoping that Lion King
It gave Shere Khan a point of view, man.
Yes. I loved it.
Trying to think of what other movie, like, I think, oh, that writer would be good.
Who's that woman?
Who's that, that woman?
Yeah, Zeke is saying Pete's Dragon was cute. Look, we're not denying that it's a cute movie.
Like, it was fine.
But it is not
going
into the
it.
Vault. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a
it's
classic.
It's not something that everyone talks about for years.
And I'm also nervous about the Peter Pan remake, because Peter Pan is so important to so many people. It's just like... Every remake that's ever happened, it's either been, like, knocked it out the park and been amazing, or it's been, like, wah, wah.
Which one has been that way for you?
Nicole. I was just curious. Hugh Jackman one.
No, like, I just meant of the Disney live actions. Has there been one where you're like,
all of them except Jungle Book.
Really? I love Cinderella.
Cinderella was good.
Cinderella was good.
I felt mad about, I felt mad about Beauty and the Beast.
Cinderella was good, but forgettable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't, didn't pop.
Like, just okay.
I mean, it's fun. It's a good movie. I'm not taking away from it.
I could see why someone wouldn't think about... Yeah, I get
like,
it.
Like, it doesn't linger in my mind the way, like... Yeah. Like, Jungle Book was visually impressive as well as just, like,
that's
well
kind of Beauty... Like, Beauty and the Beast, like, I enjoyed watching it, but I don't need to rewatch it.
I really liked
Beauty and the Beast, but that said, I haven't rewatched it, so maybe that...
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I can't... At the same time, you can't hold that against the movie either, you know what I mean?
What?
I can.
Not having rewatched it, because sometimes life gets in the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hated Maleficent.
Yep.
Hate Alice in Wonderland.
Yep.
Hate Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm so sorry.
I don't care for those. I don't care for those either. There was just some cheering in
hated
our headphones.
Which is a shame because I really like Sacha Baron Cohen in Alice 2.
As the clock guy.
He did a great job.
I love him
in that role.
The movie had a lot of potential. Yeah. It just kind of missed the mark.
And then, like, Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter, it's like, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was almost. I know people do love his character, but I'm like, well, he didn't seem like silly and kooky. He felt like there was something
sad,
wrong.
Almost.
Yeah. It was like, whoa.
I would agree.
Wonderland was a depressing place instead of, like, a confusing place.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, in my opinion, anyway, let us know what you think in the chat so that we can deny you any access to our thoughts. I'm just kidding. What else we got? Okay, this is how it's written. Shareholders vote yes on Disney-Fox merger.
It just means that everyone at Disney was like...
Yes, which is not a surprise.
Do the thing.
They still have to get approval from foreign governments, so it's still not like...
It's not
officially
done.
Yeah.
Is it just me or has this been going on for a very long
time?
It has been.
But think about it. This will be one of the biggest entertainment mergers of all time.
True.
Yeah.
Of all
it's
time.
It's going to be crazy.
And it will give Marvel back some of their premier content that they haven't had for 15 years.
Yeah.
No, excuse me. More than that. Almost 20 years now. Because we're in 2018 and those movies started coming out like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, you're
X-Men. Would go back to them. Deadpool would go back to them. Fantastic Four would go back to them. Fantastic Four would be huge.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people
they just
are
can't
saying,
get it right.
But this may not happen.
Disney got Spider, like
Sony has
Tom
Spider-Man.
Holland, right?
Yeah.
No, I know, but I meant they.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah,
that was like Who Framed Roger Rabbit level of cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
More now, it's franchise now. But interestingly enough, a lot of people are saying that if Disney gets Fantastic Four back, they want John Krasinski and Emily Blunt to play Mr. and Mrs. Fantastic as the Fantastic Four get reintroduced to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It'd be dope.
That would be pretty solid.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I don't know if I believe him as Reed Richards exactly, but he's good enough. And Emily Blunt, do I want her to be Sue Storm?
He could do anything.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with it. But they have to really pick a good... Thing and Human Torch. Like, that's what's going to sell.
She was almost Black Widow, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Emily Blunt.
But she would have been Black Widow then. Like, she's coming into the MCU now, and she's going to age from this point forward as a new character.
Yeah.
That's my only hesitation. Is like, again, I'm not trying to be ageist, but you have to think from a franchise point of view. Like, you know, you need somebody young who's going to age another 10, because they have to build another decade of MCU.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those characters are now going to be kind of put in the back seat and a new generation is going to be brought in. You can't bring in actors that are already going to age out and not be as dynamic.
David Harbour as the Thing.
David Harbour. He's already Hellboy. Hellboy.
From Stranger Things.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Oh,
yeah, that would be a good one. Here's one that's weird for me, but exciting.
Mm.
So... When Disney acquires these rights from Fox,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that they're getting, which I think is super cool and super random, and nothing may ever come of it, but I still think is interesting,
Bob's Burgers.
Is they would be getting the rights for Bob's Burgers. Just kidding. They would be getting the rights to specifically
Anastasia.
The live-action movie rights for Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, shit.
And I think that is awesome. Because can you imagine a Marvel Cinematic Universe style Dragon Ball Z movie?
No, none of us have anything to say about that.
Are you with me on that?
No, I do. Oh, thank you. That would be kind of amazing.
Like, are you in it with me?
I'm with it.
What is that? Oh, my God. Finally, somebody.
I hadn't even considered. It's probably not going to happen. I don't think they're going to touch it, but it would be amazing.
Bandai is killing with Dragon Ball Z content.
If we start a petition now.
I'll show you something after this.
Yeah.
I can't talk. You guys are just going to know there's a lingering tease, but I'm going to talk to her some after the show. There's some news about. Yeah, I know. I like. So what? I'm a weeb. Leave me alone. Let me embrace it. Dragon Ball Z for real. The hip hop of cartoons, as I call it. Anyways, what else we got? By the way, anything you guys are particularly excited about this merger? Like any potentials?
We've talked about
this. I feel like I need to learn a little bit more about it because I feel like I keep hearing different things about what exactly they're acquiring.
I can't wait until they make Anastasia live action and there's an Anastasia meet and greet character in the park.
So I have a question. I don't think it's going to happen. I was curious of your guys' opinion of that. I don't think that would happen because that would just be too weird.
If anything, maybe a live action. Just because it's like we're doing it on our own.
I bet you they will. 100% will.
Disney yeah, be like, I could see that for sure.
Especially
I can't imagine them merging her with Disney princesses and stuff,
all right.
though.
Here's the real question, right? Here's the real question, guys. I want you to focus. Chat room, come with me on this journey. Who is the voice of Bartok?
That's a.
No.
The new one.
Fancast.
Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk! Thank you guys for watching this movie.
And then I keep her.
Honestly, that's it.
That's good.
That's
who it's gonna be.
Dude, you win.
That was a good one. That was quick thinking.
I'm just gonna leave.
It's everything.
That was perfect. And last but not least, in our news, we have the casting announcement for Lottie and the Tramp.
Yes! I love Lady and the Tramp is my favorite like classic Disney film. Like Walt Disney era Disney film. So I'm super excited about this.
Nice.
I'm really excited.
It's one of your favorites?
Yeah, one of my favorites. I can't picture it live action, but Alan I think Tudyk we're going to do
the Italian chef.
Yes, all the way. I want to hear him say, "I break your face." I'm like, so in for it. That's what he says. I'm breaking your face. He says that to his assistant. That's a horrible boss.
Can you say that right at the camera?
I'm breaking your face.
Yikes.
That's gonna be
a geeker,
something
sir.
On the internet.
A geeker, sir.
I break her face, sir.
Is he you say it was Kiersey Clemons?
Kiersey Clemons.
She's in talks to play Darling, the human woman owner. Of Lady,
do
which
we
would
know
be dope
from?
Because
her.
She is
okay.
Her.
Okay, how do they handle the Siamese cats?
Ugh, I hope they're just
they're
not.
They're all gonna.
In
I think they're gonna be CGI.
Out. Yeah.
What if they're
no,
just
they
still
need
in
to be
it?
Gone.
Oh, I see.
In,
I
they
meant
have a racist song.
Animating it.
It's just Siamese cats.
Yeah.
With no song.
That's fine.
Yeah, they don't have
no racist voices.
Yeah.
I definitely don't think.
By Asian people.
No.
I don't think they need to be because they're cats.
I know, but they can fix it.
Are their names still Cyan Am?
Oh, is that what their names are?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's a whole mess.
They might just need to be gone. She could have like one fluffy tabby
really
or something.
I'm really excited about Ashley Jensen playing, instead of Jacques, it's Jackie. Ashley Jensen, she's from Ugly Betty. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar. She's the Scottish. She's the Scottish actress. She's on Ugly Betty. But I really like her, and I think it's cool that they're making Jacques
a female. Does she have
a
Scottish accent?
Mm-hmm. She's Scottish.
She's Scottish.
Yeah.
Justin Theroux is voicing Tramp.
I haven't seen Lady and Tramp in a long time. I'm out. We gotta re-up on it.
Sarah just did. I had a Lady in the Tramp viewing party.
Let me tell you what happens in that movie.
I'm going to have a re-up on it if you want to join me in the chat. I'll be doing a live stream next Tuesday at 8 p.m. I'm just kidding.
You're committing.
Let me tell you the story. Lady gets pregnant. That's it. That's all that happens.
So there's a part in the movie when he's trying to like get her attention because he's like, let's run. And he goes, come on, Pidge. But like, really listen to the VO on that one, huh? Because I think he's calling her a female dog in that particular scene. Because she is one, and it would be fine. But it doesn't sound like he's saying, come on,
Leo. That would be
Pidge.
Classic Disney. I wouldn't
he's saying,
classic.
Come on.
There. So when we were doing the Lady and the Tramp viewing party at my house, we watched a lot of the special features. It was on the new like extended bonus features on the Blu-ray that came out earlier this year. And we saw a storyboarded scene where Tramp was fantasizing about what it'd be like to be in control of humans, and the humans were walking on all fours, and the dogs were walking the humans, and it was the craziest thing we ever saw.
Why did you cut off my balls, Summer?
Oh my God. Where are my balls, Summer?
Where are my balls?
Oh, jeez.
So if you're in for something... some weird Disney history. Watch those bonus features on the Lady and the Tramp Blu-ray.
Do we think she's going to get pregnant in the live action?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the huge.
You have to end with the puppies.
CGI pregnant lady.
You have to end with the puppies. And that's why she's mad at Tramp.
Yeah, but it's like so weird.
Yeah, he's not a trap if he's not knocking her up, you know?
It's so weird because then she comes back and the other dogs are like, we'll marry you, it's fine.
It's so funny because when I was a kid, I thought they were saying, you can move in with me. Because as a kid, I was thinking, oh, it's because Jim, Deere, and Darling are paying attention to the baby and not her, and they feel bad for her. Same. And then as an adult, I was like, oh, it's because she's pregnant.
You know, and it clicked for me at your house when we were watching the movie.
a couple months ago.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It'll be interesting to see how they do this movie. You know, like just...
I feel like it'll be very true to the animated film. Like, I think it's going to take place in the same era.
Yeah. I think the setting and the characters are all the same, but it'll be interesting to see how they add a modern twist. Because that movie's very dated. Mm-hmm. Like, if you watch it, a lot of the jokes, a lot of the pacing, it's all very old.
Yeah. True.
It'll be fun.
It's hard to picture something else because I've watched it so many times.
My favorite scene as a kid was like when they do the relay and they're like, all the animals are like getting the signal across. They light the beacons of Gondor, basically. That's 100
it is. That's 100 one Dalmatians.
There you go. My favorite scene. My favorite scene in Lady and the Tramp is 101 Dalmatians.
I have a question. So, like we talked about Peter Pan and Lady and the Tramp, is there some sort of. Is there a remake that we would like. Say, ooh, I'd love to see that on the streaming
service.
What would you want to see as a remake on the streaming service?
As a live action
specifically on the streaming service?
Yeah.
Live action remake specifically.
Yeah.
Black Cauldron.
No.
I haven't seen
Black Cauldron would be
Black Cauldron would be a really cool live action.
There's rumors that they're going to do.
It should be a season.
Because they bought Chronicles of Prydain, which is what they're based on.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would be streaming service. I think they would do like sick ass medieval movies.
I would love that.
That's what I want.
For
magic.
Theaters.
And get rid of that little like dog.
I could see
Gurgi.
Gurgi's no good.
Gurgi's the only
Gurgi's
good part.
Go.
Oh my God. I could see, like, and you know how they did a remake of Adventures in Babysitting, and obviously they've done remakes of Freaky Friday on Disney Channel. It'd be cool if they did, like, some of those old classics as remakes, like Ugly Dutch Hound. It's a streaming service. Like, you kind of are just watching it when you want to watch something fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd be down for a Flubber remake.
But they'll reverse it.
I want to do a podcast where I talk about, like, old live-action Disney movies that are not DCOMs.
Like the Apple Dumpling Gang?
Apple Dumpling Gang, Flubber.
I love Ugly Dutch Hound.
Herbie.
Which one? What'd you say?
He said time to rap.
Oh,
bye.
That's my favorite
time to
rap.
I was like, I am a raptor. That's Mrs. Doubtfire. That's it, though. That's all the news we have. Guys, see? Time flies. An hour went by like that. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah. It was so fun.
Thank you guys so much
for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Tell everybody out there where they can follow you.
Yeah. You can find me at thehealthymouse.com, Instagram at thehealthymouse.
I'm on Instagram at @ericaenchanted_ and it's Erica with a K.
K.
Yes, with a K.
It should be on the bottom of the screen. What's up? I'm Sarah Sterling_ on Twitter.
And I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me at Mr. Leo Zombie. Make sure you subscribe to the Popcorn Talk here on YouTube at the Popcorn Talk Network and on Twitter at the Popcorn Talk. Do that right now so you can watch all the shows. Thank you guys for hanging out. It was a lot of fun. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.